But first, Australia's federal police today charged a Sydney man with assisting Australians to travel to Syria to fight with terrorist organisations linked to Al-Qaeda. One of those men, a 23-year-old from Western Sydney, has also been arrested this morning and prevented from travelling to Syria. The arrests are part of a four-month investigation conducted by the AFP and the New South Wales Police, which included the use of surveillance data. A short time ago, these two agencies held a joint media conference. Our reporter Martin Cudahy was at the briefing and joins us now. Martin, what exactly have these two men been charged with?
Well, there's a little used legislation or act called the Foreign Incursions and Recruitment Act. Now, the 39-year-old man who has been charged, he's the facilitator. He's the one who's helped these men organise their travel to get to Syria. He's been charged with seven offences under the Foreign Incursions and Recruitment Act of 1978. Now, the 23-year-old man, both these men from Western Sydney, he was arrested just a few hours ago and he's in the process of being charged right now. He's been charged with four offences under the same act. So both these men are due to appear in courts in Western Sydney this afternoon, one in Burwood and one in Bankstown. Now, this is, in fact, the first time this legislation has been used with regards to the conflict in Syria.
And let's hear some of what the Assistant Commissioner Peter Drennan had to say.
The Joint Counterterrorism Team, involving the Australian Federal Police and the New South Wales Police Force, executed seven search warrants and arrested two men, a 39-year-old man from St Helens Park and a 23-year-old Lidcombe man in relation to offences under the Crimes, Foreign Incursions and Recruitment Act. We were alleged that one of the men is responsible for organising travel, arranging overseas contacts and facilitating travel into Syria for Australian citizens to fight on the front line.
That's Assistant Commissioner Peter Drennan from the AFP. Martin, what sort of penalties do these men face?
Well, under this particular act, they've been charged, that's the Foreign Incursions and Recruitments Act, they face quite lengthy jail terms. Now, that's up to 10 years in jail. But if they are charged with other offences, which are terrorism-related offences, they could face up to 25 years in jail. So quite lengthy jail sentences.
And it's interesting that the police refer to the importance of electronic intelligence in the course of this investigation. What did they say about that?
Well, I had to ask this question a couple of times to find out how exactly it was that they got this information. They mentioned using a range of different techniques, interaction with the community, but interestingly, they also mentioned the fact that they had been using metadata. Now, that is, for those that don't know, the data about the data. So it's tells you information about the users, the people who are searching for or looking for certain things. That's what metadata is. And here's what Assistant AFP Commissioner Peter Drennan had to say about that.
Now, one of the things we do rely upon here is the technology which is available to us, that comes across a range of different fronts. But one of the things which we do rely upon is metadata in relation to people's activities on telecommunications. And to be quite frank, if it wasn't for the ability to access that type of material, we wouldn't be here today. I mean, these are very valuable tools which are available and form part of the investigations.
And that's Peter Drennan again. What did the police say about how many Australians are fighting in Syria, Martin?
Well, there have been a number of reports, including on this program, about how many Australians are, in fact, in Syria. The AFP said that there were about 200 Australians in Syria, but not all of those are fighting. You know, some of them are there on humanitarian grounds. But they do believe that about half of those, so 100 Australians, are, in fact, fighting on either side of this conflict, which has been running for several years now. But Inspector, the Assistant AFP Commissioner Peter Drennan, again, was very keen to stress the dangers of heading there to fight on either side, and this is some more of him.
One of the challenges that people face is that there are a whole range of groups in Syria who are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is a terrorist organisation. Let's make no bones about this. I mean, it's a terrorist organisation who's been involved in a whole range of different terrorist activity around the world. So people who go to Syria may well find themselves engaged with these groups and therefore committing serious criminal offences irrespective of what they're actually doing there.
That warning there from the AFP Assistant Commissioner Peter Drennan and our reporter Martin Cuddy at that police briefing this morning.